You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates just a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Amsterdam correspondent Venetia Rainey takes the reins and tells us about the legacy of the father of Dutch architecture.
I'm in Victory Square in Amsterdam South, standing below a large Soviet-style statue of an austere-looking man. His gaze is towards an impressive bridge crossing the River Amstel, and behind him is a building known as a skyscraper. The 12-storey building was the first high-rise housing project in the Netherlands when it was built in the 20s, and remains the highest point in this neighbourhood of Rivierenbuurt, a carefully planned residential area with geometric patterns of streets, public squares, and tree-lined boulevards. The man is Hendrik Petrus Berlage, the founder of modern Dutch architecture, and this is his kingdom. Everything in this part of Amsterdam was designed or inspired by him, and although his work is all over the Netherlands, to this day, this area remains one of the best places to grasp the deeply socialist principles behind his work. Born in 1856, Berlage started his career with several commissions for office buildings for a local insurance company, where his distinctive style of using vast red brick facades to great effect was already clear. But it wasn't until his design for Amsterdam's new Exchange building was finished in 1903 that he truly gained a reputation as a visionary, rejecting the historicism of the past and ushering in rationalism and modernism to the Netherlands. The monolithic red brick building in the centre of the city, known as the Bur van Berlage, combines architectural function and social utility while retaining a striking aesthetic. Like the statue of the man himself, it can feel austere and imposing, but is also wonderfully solid and simple. Berlage also designed the interior and all the furniture. In the following years, Berlage occupied himself with work for the greater good of the Dutch people, designing bridges, social housing, and even whole neighbourhoods, as well as more fanciful works that never saw the light of day, such as the Pantheon of Mankind, a monument to the ideals of pacifism and internationalism. A strong believer in the need for public cultural spaces, his last major work was the Gemeente Museum in The Hague, where he moved during the last years of his life. It was inspired by American architect Frank Lloyd Wright, whose work he saw in a visit to the US, and is a triumph in symmetry, proportions, and rhythm. The outside is a jumble of brick-cloaked cubic and rectangular buildings surrounded by pools of water, while the inside is a colourful temple to the Art Deco movement, filled with natural light and space. Berlage died before he could see the Gemeente Museum completed, but by then his thoroughly progressive work had already had a lasting impact on modern Dutch art and architecture. He made a major impression, both aesthetically and philosophically, on the early 20th century Amsterdam School architectural movement. Their most famous building, Het Schip, was designed to provide comfortable, elegant apartments for working-class people, and they made extensive use of Berlage's brick facades, while adding their own embellishments, of course. His focus on simplicity was also a key inspiration for artists such as Piet Mondrian from the Dutch De Stijl movement, which later gave rise to the idea of neoplasticism. Berlage's love of functionality can also be seen in the furniture of more contemporary Dutch designers, such as Christian Minditsma and Henk Stallinger. Not bad for the godfather of Dutch design.
Our very special thanks there to Venetia Rainey for that report on the godfather of Dutch architecture. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production, brought to you by the team behind Section D. You can always listen again or to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time. And don't forget, you can download the podcast at any time you like from SoundCloud, iTunes or monocle.com. Remember, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. But for me, Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.